Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rock Smith here with USADG. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. The Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. But on some occasions, it might be posted a little later in the day, like today, depending on our schedule that week. On today's podcast, we are talking about how you can double your affiliate marketing income using Pinterest. In this case, you're going to need one thing, a niche blog. So if you don't have one yet, you need to start creating one now. Although blogs are out of style, as they say, as social media is the new blogs of today, pretty much, but it's still a great asset to have for yourself, as your blog is still the place where your About Me page lives and all of your content that you've written over the years. I use my blog as the spotlight for who I am, expose my happy clients, give visitors good content to read with some affiliate links thrown in for good measure. Plus, I also have product review videos there, loaded with affiliate links, of course, and a little trusty tool called the opt-in form to collect some leads. So as you can see, although no one hangs out on blogs anymore like they used to before social media became the new rage, you can plainly see that having a blog is still one of the best things you can have as an asset next to your email list. And in this podcast, you will see how useful it can become for your bottom line. So here's the secret. Consumers love how-to guides and DIY, do-it-yourself articles. Once you obtain an affiliate product that fits within your niche, spend a bit of time writing a high-quality how-to guide that contains links to your affiliate product naturally within the prose of the article. The key word here is naturally. The more natural it flows in your copy, the better it will convert for you. Why is this? It's pretty simple, really. No one wants to be sold to. But when you are teaching someone how to do something, but don't give away all of the details, their instincts are that they simply need to know the rest of it. So when you are writing, be sure to give some of it away, but not all of it, which leads to more curiosity, so they click the link, and then the sales page makes the sale for you. Now, of course, to make any sales, you have to pick a good converting affiliate offer to start with. If that offer is not converting well, then chances are you'll be wasting your time promoting it, as it won't bring in any sales for you. There are specific ways you can tell if a product is converting well or not, but let's not get into that here. We'll save that for another show. So once you have your highly valuable guide written, go ahead and post this guide as a new page on your blog. So why not post it as a new post? Well, I mean you can, but posting it as a new page allows you to highlight that guide as a free giveaway and doesn't distract from the flow of free information within your blog. So now let's talk about how Pinterest will bring you some traffic. The final step is to make a pin-worthy graphic in Pinterest-optimized format, which currently is a ratio of 2 to 3. If you're not sure what that means, it's usually around 735 pixels wide by 1,102 pixels tall. Think of the perfect pin as a bookmark, taller than it is wide. You can use white space and the color red to draw attention to the pin. Bright colors like yellow, orange, green, pink, and purple as a background are always eye catchers. When you upload this pin to Pinterest, link it to your guide. This guide will be more likely to convert sales than just straight linking directly to a seller's landing page. Also, if you want to play it smart, make sure there's an opt-in form before they get to the guide. Now, you can make several different styles of pins here, using different keywords on each one of them to test which pins convert the best. All it takes is one viral pin to bring you a steady stream of income, all from creating one how-to guide or a quality affiliate program. The easiest way to get started doing this is to sign up for ClickBank as an affiliate. Fill out your profile there completely with all the details and make sure your payment details are in place before doing any promoting, as you don't want people clicking on your stuff and you not getting paid for it, right? The reason I prefer ClickBank for this method is that you don't need to be approved to promote the products. Just find a product that is converting well and then generate your affiliate link. Then create your page with your how-to guide and have your affiliate link on that page directing them to get more info, which leads to the sales page. Using organics will be a slow process, but if you do your keyword research wisely, you can see relatively quick results with this. However, if you have a little budget to spare and you want to get faster results, you can use the Promote Your Pin button when you upload a pin if you're using the business features on Pinterest. Right now on my Pinterest account, I'm getting about 3.1k monthly views, and that's just organic traffic, just from posting pins and getting them shared by others on Pinterest. And I think 3k is not really that much traffic, but it's still 3,000 more eyes than I had before to market to, right? And it's as easy as that. So hey, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. Whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel at any time. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show where I'll be giving you some tips on how to time your social media post for maximum exposure. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith. And guys, happy marketing.